Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you doing this week?
Oh, very well. Excited, as always, to play. But first, we've got to talk about gold.
Yes, last week's challenge was inspired by our 50th show, and gold is the traditional gift for a 50th anniversary. So I said, think of a five-letter word beginning with P that describes something flat. Add AU, the chemical symbol for gold, to the end of this word, and you'll get another word that describes something flat. What are the words?
I was lucky to get plate and plateau.
And very quickly at that, almost before I finished the sentence. All right, Ian, on August 17th, 1979, Monty Python's Life of Brian was released in theaters. Inspired by that film, I've brought a quiz about other famous Brians. And if my brother is listening right now, sorry, none of the questions are about you.
Don't worry, he's not.
First up, the broadcaster who succeeded Tom Brokaw as anchor of the NBC Nightly News in December of 2004.
That's Brian Williams.
It is indeed Brian Williams. The rock band featuring guitarist Brian May, who wrote many of the band's classic songs, including 1977's We Will Rock You.
Queen.
Queen is correct.
Isn't he also like a PhD in something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he is.
I think
he's a PhD in rocking, apparently. And being the champion of things.
And having a big bottom.
And biting the dust.
We could probably go on that for a while.
Let's not. The office held by Brian Mulroney from 1989 to 1993, which was also once held by Pierre Trudeau and is currently held by Stephen Harper.
That is the Prime Ministership of Canada.
The Prime Ministering Shipping of Canadaing, that's correct. The actor who has won two Tonys for Best Lead Actor in a Play, first for his 1999 portrayal of Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, and then for his role in Long Day's Journey into Night in 2003.
Brian Dennehy?
Brian Dennehy is correct, and the fist pump across the table. And finally, we'll go to the wheelhouse for the end here. The musician whose 2004 album Smile was originally intended to be the follow-up to the 1966 album Pet Sounds.
I just wasn't made for these times. Brian Wilson.
Yes, Brian Wilson is correct. And you just saw them recently, right? It's back?
I did. I went to the Beach Boys show and had... well, just an incredible time. Unexpectedly fun.
Unexpectedly fun. All right. John Stamos notwithstanding?
Well, he didn't show up, unfortunately, but if he had, I would have gotten a picture with him.
Well, it was the life of Ian this week. He went 5 for 5 again. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if your name happens to be Brian Dennehy or not, and you want to take another look at this week's quiz, wamc.org/anyquestions. Or you can read the extra credit questions or this week's challenge, which is...
start with the name of the musician and producer Brian Eno, B-R-I-A-N-E-N-O. Change one letter to a T, then rearrange the result to spell a certain type of singer. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America.
And not the Messiah.
And a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues, which is where he learns about Brian Eno daily. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll see you this same time next week.
We will see you then, Ian. Have a good week.